Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation. Over in John's Gospel, in the 6th chapter, it's a pretty long chapter, but something is happening here. Jesus has heard of the tragic death of John the Baptist, and then immediately hurries to a desert place with his disciples to talk about it. Well, there is a helpless multitude that follows Jesus, and it is there that he feeds the 5,000. Now, in verse 26, Jesus makes a statement that's about to create a stir. He says, "You are looking for me not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill." And then, 40 verses later, he says this, "From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him." My friend, today, as you prepare to meditate, get into your head and into your soul who Jesus is, not just what Jesus offers you. He is a compassionate Savior that loves you dearly and wants to walk with you today. So let's step into a place of quietude and solitude where we can speak with Him and then hush and hear from Him. To do that, let's kind of set a barrier between the hectic pace of what is ahead or what you're in the middle of this day. Stop and let our bodies kind of rest and our muscles draw at ease. Let our minds slow down. Let's draw attention to our breath. Take a couple of deep breaths. And now join me in this prayer. Lord, today I want to know you for who you are and all that you are, not just the perks and benefits I get of being your child. Lord, I want to bask and bathe in all you are and trust you for all I need. But Lord, I want to know you today and walk with you today. Would you speak peace and power and direction into my soul that I might walk with you this day? And now, friend, just get still and quiet and kind of hush your soul, so you can have a moment of quietude and solitude to hear from the Lord, knowing He desires to speak with you. And now train your head and your heart to receive His word. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a few moments. Well, those folks back in John 6, they were looking for a bread king who would give them the idleness and plenty, mountains of loaves and rivers of milk, or every comfort without labor. But what he had to give was eternal life. Friend, grab hold of that today and walk with him. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.